Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Today is June 2nd. This is your host with the most, Stacey Johnson, with her crew.
And you know what we do.
And
hello.
You know what we do. You know.
Already.
Okay, this is the crew. Terry?
Hey.
Shaking her head. Already. Hey, today is Black Business Wednesday on Friday because Black people always on Black people time. So we figure we give y'all two more days to get caught up. This week, this day, we talking about the police, right? We talking about the police and the history of policing in America. And I like that shit because I know it stems from the slavery laws. Only got the police, you Black people and you minorities in line. Because you can tell, right? Who get fucked with the most?
We do,
right?
That's Black people.
Well, that's Black people. Now, if some white folks get caught up in the mix, they trying to be Black, and they got caught up in the mix. But it all stems from way back when I don't know how many greats we got to go back to slavery, but trying to keep our Black people under control, in line between the slavery laws, the fugitive slave laws, and the KKK, all of that shit. So we're talking about today the history of policing in America. So we always like to kick some history on what we're doing, and that's what we'll be talking about today. Again, our purpose is to do what we can in our little part of the world to make Black people's lives better. Black lives do matter, but you know what? That's just like saying, you know, Pepsi and Coke is it. Somebody's calling. That's my Jessica. Jesse, we got the show right now. Here. Answer. No? I don't know what to do with that. All right, so why are we here? We're here to do whatever we can do in our little part of the world to make life better. I gone through stuff and always talk about stuff, about how I want to help people and stuff. And, you know, when I can't do nothing, when I'm in the back of the Cadillac, right, Terry? You can't do nothing. You
can't do nothing
in the back of the Cadillac, can you?
Got enough room for you.
And just enough room for me and my computer so I can make some money.
That's it.
But now that we have gotten on our feet, we want to do what we can do. Make people's lives better. So that's all about Black People Business Wednesday, the Communities of Hope program that we have in the summer for kids that we hope that they'll come and enjoy the math and reading and Black history classes and just getting together just to have fun and to be in a place where they're cared about, where they're loved, and try to make a difference in their lives and give them something to do until school starts in August. So Black People Business Wednesday, Friday, we try to handle Black people business. Today we are enjoying a wonderful lunch from Blue Sky Cafe in Carmichael, California.
Black-owned Chinese restaurant, I'm just joking.
No, hell no. You know you wouldn't go. Anyway, I told you I make fried rice, so it's all good. But, yeah, Blue Sky, we eating Blue Sky today. It is off the hook. So.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, off the hook. So, again, Black People Business Wednesday on Friday in our lovely studio located in Carmichael, California, where we spend 7 days a week building our business, building the S.F. Johnson Foundation, and making lives better here in America.
And hopefully we're educating you all about things that pertains to Black lives.
There we go. Now, I like my crew to chime in, and the crew, why are you here with me today? Derek.
Working and learning.
Derek, I don't know if you gave us a little history about you, but tell us a little bit, tell the listeners about Derek and what he's doing and what his mission in life is, working with S.F. Johnson Consulting and the S.F. Johnson Foundation.
Hopefully with the foundation, we're just going to help take the youth, better them, they grow up to become successful individuals, able to cope and deal with today's life and society. And with the Johnson really grow that. All the contractors, the electricians, the plumbers, whatever you're giving them, the good contracts and estimating the bids for them.
All right. Whoop, whoop. I think every other word you said was Johnson. That's why you is my nigga.
Hello.
You my nigga. All right, Terry, Miss Terry, the advocate. What?
Yes.
Oh, I ain't gonna say nothing. Yes. As soon as I say advocate. Yes. Okay. Why are you here with SF Johnson Consulting and Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, Terry?
Everything.
I like
you know?
That. Everything.
Everything. I advocate, and we're going to be doing a lot of advocating about missing African-American children that are not seen in local media.
Right.
So I'll be showing that, too.
Right. Okay. We'll be doing all that.
And kids here and our women empowerment. We're going to get that started. We're going to get our Business Friday meetings together. Have a drink, sit back, tell us about your business. We tell you about ours.
Oh,
we're going to be working in the community.
All right, all right. So I just want to, you know what, my computer's trying to restart because you know what, SF Johnson Consulting was attacked 2 weeks ago by Donald Trump and his virus, and we have new computers, so they ain't trying to play that stuff. So we here, Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, everybody's eating, that's why don't nobody want to talk or comment, but that's okay. That's all right. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to begin our discussion on the history of policing in America. We'll be right back. Of, and I always like to get stuff from credible sources. So this information comes to us from Eastern Kentucky University, the Police Studies online course. So you know they know what they're talking about. It's Kentucky, right? And they're talking about police. So somebody knows what they're talking about. So just a brief history of slavery and the origins of American policing. The birth and development of the American police can be traced to a multitude of historical and legal, economic, political, economic conditions. The Institute of Slavery, of course we know, right? There was only slaves. For people that don't realize this, maybe too young or too stupid or too naive or too white to understand, but black people were money, okay? And that's what got me fired, okay? I'm going to let you know right now. I got fired because I started telling people at the insurance company that the particular one we worked at was one of the biggest insurers of slaves. And I hate these people, even though I'm getting paid good money. So people were money. So imagine what hell, I mean, to this day, if you tried to take somebody's means of making money just sitting on their ass away, don't you think they would fight for that shit? Okay, so, again, American police can be traced to an economic situation when in terms of black people, just like 13th, right? What's 13th say? They just start arresting black people. It wouldn't give you a job, right? It's illegal to hire a black person, but it's illegal not to have a job.
Right.
So where are you going to go? To jail, to the police prison camps, where you're going to become prison labor.
Where they come in and make you work.
Where they make your ass work just like you a slave. Okay, so let me just keep reading. The Institute of Slavery and Control of Minorities, however, the institution of slavery and the control of minorities were two of the more formidable historic features of American society shaping early policing. Slave patrols and night watches, which later became modern police departments, were both designed to control the behaviors of minorities. Okay, so let's just leave that shit. If we could just leave that shit right there, okay? If we could just tell those few words to white people, get them all together. And say, look, let me just have you read this shit right here, okay, that, however, two of the more formidable historic features of American society shaping American policing, slave patrols and night watches, slave patrols, only people that were slaves in my memory are what, black people, right? Slave patrols and night watches later became modern police departments. Okay, it didn't say patrols to bring everyone and make everyone feel safe in America became modern fucking police departments. It says slave patrols. I want everybody to get that in their head so when a cop just shoots a nigga in the back when he's running away,
he's a slave, and they're on patrol.
That happened exactly to one of my partners. As he was running, the police shot him in his back.
Right, but if I shot you in your back when you was running out of my business carrying all my computers, I would go to jail.
Right,
because you don't kill somebody for property, right? You kill them because they're endangering your life.
Right,
unless you a cop.
Right.
See, there's some shit in every part of our political makeup about what America fucking is, from way back here to yesterday. When they're making laws, that there's some shit they putting in here that we don't know nothing about because we don't give a fuck about knowing nothing about it. But it affects our lives every goddamn day. All right? So when a white person, when people say, you know, when most of the people in prison are black, I don't give a fuck what they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's dumb to do shit that make you go to prison. Okay, I mean, it really is. Let's agree that it's dumb to do shit to make you go to prison.
Right.
But
sometimes you go and you haven't done anything.
But sometimes you go, and I'm sure, you know, to me, that's hard to believe that a person goes. To most people, right? It's hard to believe that you're going to go to prison for something you didn't do.
There's a lot of people that is in prison.
For things they didn't do. I'm sure that. That's why white people came up with that whatever project with the DNA.
Yeah.
Because even white people knew. Half of these people in here didn't probably do this shit.
Right.
DNA will tell you whether they did or not.
Right.
And I'm white. So you're going to listen to me when I come up with the DNA project, police department and whatever, because I can get white people to back me.
Mm-hmm.
Black people can't do get nobody black to back them on shit.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, I'm sorry, I'm going to veer off onto the sunset, but jealous, Ben Jealous, the old leader of the NAACP. Now, from what I understand, and we next week we're going to talk about why the NAACP, Urban League, and all those institutions were created. They were created, in a nutshell, to make sure this racist-ass country gave us the shit they were supposed to, that's in the Constitution for white people,
mm-hmm.
applies to us.
Right.
Now, have they been doing their fucking job? No. So we're going to talk about them. So Ben Jealous, oh, he was a leader of the everybody happy now he running for governor of wherever he at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, for what? For what? What did he do for your black ass as NAACP leader? Not a goddamn thing. Oh, he going to be the governor now, not doing shit for your ass. But you know what? I'm thinking reality-wise, when you a really political motherfucker in there, you can't really do nothing for nobody. But whoever put
especially
your ass
not,
in there.
If you black, you definitely can't do for you.
Right,
people.
Right. And if you're white, you don't need nobody doing for you because
right.
the country does for you.
Right.
So when you're black, you just fucked. And it's just time to do something about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Civil rights was enacted when I was born. Remember, I'm the first civil rights kid.
Yep.
I'm 52, and shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so slave patrols and night watches later became police, the fucking departments. And were designed to control the behaviors of minorities. Control the behaviors of minorities. What the fuck's that mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that, my behavior? What's that? What, going
whatever
to the store?
Do you do, whatever you do, they want to
control
know what you do
my behavior.
How you do it.
This
you
shit
need to
ain't
go
changed.
Do it and come back home. That's what they want.
That's why they're trying to chip everybody.
Well, you know, your phone is your chip, so you can think it ain't.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay? They just ain't put it in your dick yet. I mean,
yeah, that's so, Lord.
It just ain't in your dick yet.
Oh, they're doing it to babies.
They doing it to babies. Hey, not my baby. Unless,
but see, they tried.
Well, I ain't got no baby.
They thought that it would, they would get them all in one thing with the, the marijuana card, but that backfired because there's more
well, white people
with
weed cards
than anybody else.
Well, all these are,
you know
I'm going to get it from my boy, Steve.
Right.
I'm still
so
getting
that,
it from my boy.
That backfired on them. That backfired
yeah.
on them.
You know what? Quit trying to fuck with people.
And they
okay?
realized it backfired, so now what they're trying to do is incorporate that it's illegal for you to sell it on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have to go into a dispensary where you're quote-unquote taxed.
Right.
So that they can begin to still get dust.
Right.
Always
you know what? You know what? Just like this nice little beer I'm drinking that is
you
legal.
Drink.
Okay? They need to legalize the shit, get the taxes off. Just like them cancer fucking sticks that's killing people.
Right.
Make it legal, get your tax money, and say fuck it.
Well, Marlboro's already got a pack. You heard, see, Marlboro, they got their weed pack. I think it's like $65
you,
for a pack Marlboro.
You know, Marlboro got a racist symbol.
Yeah.
Marlboro's for racists.
Yeah, always.
That's why
it.
When I see a black person smoking them nasty-ass
uh-huh.
cigarettes,
always have
I'm like, first of all, they nasty. Second of all, they for racists.
Wow.
Anyway, black people.
Well, they already digging into the weed market.
Of course, everybody. Why? You know what? You know what? What market is for black people? When shouldn't weed be for black people?
You would think.
Alcohol used to be until our friends from the Middle East somehow
mm-hmm.
was able to fuck that up
and got it because they can get a liquor license. Sale.
But you know what? I could get a liquor license because I looked
it
up.
Also, and you can also transfer. And what happened with them is the little places that they went, the person that owned it, they bought the liquor license from them. So a lot of those people didn't go in and just get a liquor license. They bought it from somebody else. So my dad had a liquor license, and when he gave his store up, someone bought his liquor license from him. That's how you
rather
how
than
you
the
go.
Store owner.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get them.
And that's
hell
the best
yeah.
way to get them.
Hell yeah.
So see, they got money. They come over here with money.
You know what? But people come over here without money. So
IRAs come over here with money.
But we ain't talking about just IRAs.
So they
ain't the only one kicking
our
ass.
Get. So they're the money to get the liquor license and open the liquor store.
What money did I come over here with?
I don't know.
None. You got to come over here with some want to.
Yeah,
that's what
good.
We got to teach our people. You got to come over here with some want to. them want to get you all the fucking money you need.
We don't have to come over here. We're already here.
That's what I'm saying.
So
get your mind in some want
to. So you have to want to do something.
You got to have a will and a dream. Okay, a will and a dream will take your
while. And a lot of people want the microwaveable life.
You know what?
In a year, I'm rich. Sometimes
you know what?
It doesn't happen like that.
And sometimes it do.
Yeah.
It happens as fast as you fucking put your mind to it. But it ain't never going to happen if you don't put your lazy mind to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what, and I get some white people that say, oh, the slavery's over, But you know what? Okay, that's true in a way. But you know what? Every generation, when you black, you got to start
the
over.
The only reason why they say, because I live with white people, and I'll tell you what the whites say. The only reason why they say it's over, leave it alone, because they feel fucked up. That's the reason why they say that. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to look at it. That's the reason why they say that.
Well, yeah, who would you?
I mean, it would be like, them other white people did to you. I ain't had no slaves.
That's what they say.
But they really feel messed up, so they don't want to talk about it. Let's ignore it. Let's act like it's gone, it's over with. Let's don't talk about it no more, because they feel messed up.
Well,
that's the reason why.
And I get you on that one.
I'm just telling you, that's the reason why they say that.
You know, and there is a thing called white guilt.
Yeah.
And it should be. But you know what? Fuck that. Because that don't help the majority of black people. Okay? So let's get back to reality. Because we talking like all the rest of the black people on TV that talk about shit and don't do nothing. We doing something. And where we starting is letting people know, you know, black people, yeah, there's some shit out there systematically, institutionally put it in your way. Yes, motherfucking yes. Okay? So, no, knowledge is power, and that's your first shit, okay? So, second is what you're going to do about it. You know, if you know a motherfucker is out to get you.
Right.
Wait, and that's what I used to tell my sons from age 5 to now. All they want to see you is dead or in jail. He 5. He like, what, Mom? What the fuck are you talking about? If he could say fuck, he probably would have at 5. But, yeah. So, if you fall into that fucking trap. But, again, Mama told him that from the time they was 5. Because Mama's in there with you, stealing, or smoking, or selling dope. So, it's a whole lot of, you know, variables in there. But, you know, where you come from has a lot to do. And I thank God, knock on wood and shit, for my parents all the time.
But you know what? It's not from where you come from. Because I came from a middle-class family.
But you told me your parents were strict.
Wait a minute. Strict. And I sold big dope. When I left their house.
But you ain't still selling it.
No, but when I left their house, I didn't have to sell dough. I didn't have to sell dough. I had 4 jobs.
Right, exactly. Like my son.
I just love money.
Right. Like
you know
my son, I had 3 jobs and he goes,
you
know, Kit Kats. I kicked the shit.
So I knew better.
Right. I kicked the shit.
I knew
out of
better.
Here.
I had 2 cops
right.
in my family.
Right.
I knew better.
Right.
But it looked fun. It looked okay. Oh, all
until
I had to do was just
tell somebody went to jail.
I know. I stopped far away. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm
again, let's not even talk about Freddie Posey the daddy, okay? Okay.
But so some of us just do it because
you
just do it.
You just do it. Yeah, and I know a homegirl that's
just
with somebody dumb and thug. Cause
I just
wanted to see what that life would
look like. Yeah, because I didn't live that life.
Because somebody go to jail and get
shot.
Okay? And then it ain't cute and fun no more.
The bullet fell through my face like that, and I was like, oh, I'm done.
You know, that's how I was with Breaking Bad and shit. And living in Carmichael where you can't drive down Farrell's Boulevard without seeing at least 5 meth heads with shopping carts. Okay, so and I was saying all through the break, oh, did you see Breaking Bad? I'm like, this motherfucker is making drugs and selling them in the street. Now, what if it was about Ice-T selling drugs back in the day? Nobody would think that was the shit.
Right.
Oh, this was the shit show for everybody. They couldn't wait how it was in, killing up motherfuckers and drugs and bombing. Yeah, no, them motherfuckers was behind my building playing music on the 5th because they thought business people didn't work on Monday,
right.
on the whatever day,
on
the holiday.
Yeah.
I had to call the cops 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I don't really
do something with these people.
To me, and I always tell even the people I live with, I always tell them,
police them.
I don't understand why they don't take advantage of them being white. that all the time.
Yeah.
If I was white,
yeah.
I would take all my advantages.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
and
I'm
you
white,
know what?
And I get everything else
right,
won't come up
right.
white. They don't.
That's
and
what I
like,
that's what
I
tell
don't understand that.
That's what I tell mamas that had these old babies. You better get on the facility and get you an education. That shit's free now. I wish. When I got knocked up with Jesse in 87, 88, they was giving bitches education. This bitch, I'd be the doctor or what? I would have left Jesse somewhere and I'd be Dr. Stacy long time ago. You giving bitches education
but
and shit? Is food stamps and education?
Yeah.
And shit, they wasn't doing that in 88 because Craig, I don't need you, baby. I'm finna go give me some county money and a free degree.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck
give
that.
Give you a good job, working at DMV, making all the
fuck
money,
that.
And nobody wants to do it.
Working at DMV.
They just throwing money
up. Oh, see? You got to know where to go. Just like I talked to contractors in different states, they don't even know there's a thing called minority status, minority certification. How do you not know? I mean, I can understand how you don't know. But he's like, yeah, Stacey's lack of education, you know, my lack of education is getting to me. Because, yeah, they can do the work, but they ain't got no money to finance it. That's black people. I can do all this shit. I can do everything. I ain't got no money to finance it.
It's so much easier now because it's really pretty much OPM, other people's money. They are willing to invest in you. And see that it can
truly
come to life.
Oh, shit, where is that at?
It's all over. A lot of these people that's
OPP, all the people, OPM.
A lot of these people that's out here, homes, buying these properties and all that,
yeah,
and they don't have no money. They're getting it from other people. You go online, you outsource, and you will see it. Willing to get, if you show them your plan, see that it truly can come to fruition, that it really can happen, and that they can profit for it. Give you the money with no problem.
All right, so that brings us to our Friday night mixer starting June 19th.
Wait a minute.
What y'all looking at? Y'all looking at Sunday?
That's June.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, so it's 17th.
17th-ish. Yeah, all right, well, that's my written calendar.
Right. It could be
no,
around.
No, where the real one? Where the real one?
That might be the next 24.
Where the real one? Where the real one?
That's mine.
Okay, no. Oh, wait, no. June's down here. 16th, I'm right. Wait, no, I ain't. June, that's 16th. Oh, that's a beautiful. June 16th, I'll be exactly 52 years and 6 months. That should be the day we do it. Friday, June 16th.
Is it
16th? It's the 16th. My count. Damn. My count.
You messed that up. Something must have been going on with you.
Well, Friday's the 2nd. Oh, look, I went into it. Look, I went over there instead of over there. Oh, up there. Oh, yeah. No? Yeah. That should be 4, 5, 6.
Don't trip.
All right, don't trip. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. The police ain't shit. So let's keep it moving. You know, it's just like, I live long enough to see, things will get better for black people. I don't know where I thought that. I don't know why I thought that. Being the time that I was born and what going through the 80s and 90s, I didn't really think I saw things being better for black people.
Do you realize it?
No.
If you poor, incarcerated. Educated. Threat than you is if someone's just selling drugs.
Right.
So they prefer to lock those up. Not educated, because they know once you get locked up, you still ain't trying to pursue anything in there that's educational.
But kicking some asses,
you know,
that's it.
So
kicking some asses.
So now knowledgeable, and they know that you have it, they want to get rid of you, period.
You know, and it's funny, because the lady that don't pay for me to go to China said, you know, I don't want to tell a lot of people, she said, because you know, when you start to do anything good, they shut you down.
Usually, if you have that mindset, yeah.
And I was like,
if you have that mindset, yeah.
I mean, and to do something great for black people, I think you got to kind of always have that mindset. I mean, anybody that did anything great for black people, what happened? But then again, You got to not have that mindset.
Yeah, you have to not have that mindset.
You know, you
got to
know,
some
shit I talk about
kind of
on
past,
Sunday, okay?
If you have any kind of past, they're going to bring it up.
And you got to not give a fuck.
And you got to not care about
you
gotta
the
past. You
got to not give a fuck.
Right.
Because it's
you
not about
care.
Yesterday.
It's what it is. That's why I'm who I am. Because
right.
Of what happened
right
to me
my past.
Ago.
Right.
You know?
Now, if I was still married to the crazy bitch, right?
Then you, yeah.
Then, okay.
Get rid of that.
That element in your life, we don't
anything
live.
Anything that's pulling on your leg, that's calling you to slow drag, anything that you
yep.
know that's
bye.
Negative.
Bye. And I don't care where it comes from.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Bye. I gotta. I love
it
you,
be
but
your
you
mama,
gotta go.
It could be your daddy. It could be your brother.
Nigga
it could be your
attitude.
Wife. It could be anybody. It could be a husband. Whoever's
right.
pulling you down.
Right.
If they're not, if you guys are not on a thing of both trying to go here.
The same direction. You just,
you
somebody bringing somebody down.
Yeah.
If you don't feel that that person you with is bringing you up, then they bringing you down. Because
yeah.
staying where you are ain't no option for black people. You know what I'm saying? Every day I go to bed, I'm like, fuck, I am not, you know, and I every day I wake up, I expect God to do more for me than I can handle because he know wherever he give me, I'm
yeah.
handling.
And that's what he wanted
you
to do.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit. And then when I go to bed, I'm like, okay, this was a great day, but, man, when I can see when this happening and this happening and this happening, you know, and it's like now I see myself, I'm like, fuck buying a house and all that shit everybody else do for what? So I can leave it to some motherfuckers that left me there half dead, probably didn't wipe my ass before I died in the motherfucker anyway. But where you get greater joy is out of helping people
yeah.
and doing things to make sure after you gone, see, that your shit still go on.
Right.
Fuck everything else. After I'm gone, I want to make sure everything that I'm doing is still intact for the reason why I'm doing it. And helping people navigate, black people navigate through life, that's an important thing. Because unless you black, you don't really know what the fuck we talking about. You really don't. Having a black friend and even being married to a black person, you might know, but I bet you didn't even stick it out long enough to really get in deep to what it really means. Okay? Because they was black and that's why y'all, you know, it was cute. He was so black and fine and whatever. Or she was so different, she didn't bitch out of time. Or some old stupid shit you done made up or somebody done told you about the difference between black women and white women.
Hello.
Okay? Oh, she don't bitch, but she don't get up off her ass when your mortgage need to be paid neither. She looking at you wondering why.
And she can't cook. Like
and she can't cook. That was him. And she can't cook. You don't put cooking on her. Shit, I know black men that can't cook.
They'll try.
No, I know, I know black women that can't cook and don't try. So they come in all colors.
Right.
Or all that. They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And that's why we love them. Anyway, we taking another break. Our Chinese food is so good. It's Friday. Don't mean shit for me, but most people like Friday because they don't have to go to work the next 2 days. But it's Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. We love black people. We don't love the cops, but we're trying to help black people deal with the cops. And before we end with the show, we're going to go over some things that help you deal with the cops. Because, you know, the few times I was stopped unnecessarily for something stupid by the cops, even when my kids were stopped and they called me on the phone, I cuss the cops out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that you just fucking with them.
Right.
There ain't nothing. Just like one cop told my daughter driving the caddy. Because, you know, the vanity bar. That's why it's called a vanity bar, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other stoplights work.
Right.
The vanity bar don't go all the way across. Right? On the caddy.
Mm-hmm.
He tell Jesse, well, you know, because your strip light don't work. I say, put him on the phone. Mom, he can hear you. Now,
yeah.
Don't you tell her that you stopped her because of the vanity bar. Because I don't have to have that working. That don't even have to work. As long as my two brake lights work, which they do, she don't have to have the vanity bar. No, you don't. No, you do not. No, you do not. See, they done told your ass that, too. That's why they pulled your ass over in your friend's car. But you don't. That's an extra feature. Even if you have, even in my truck, you don't have to have the mirror on the right side.
No.
That's extra nice shit.
Yeah.
When my ex-wife knocked the motherfucker off, I drove around for a year because, and nobody stopped me. I wish they would have and stopped me for that shit. Lack of education? No, no, no. And I, and then the cop tell her, well, if you have it on the car, it should work. Oh, no. You know what? And then the phone cut off.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no,
and I said, no, she didn't get it. He didn't give me a ticket. No, he didn't.
He didn't because he knew.
You know, that's the kind of shit. You don't know that kind of shit unless you black. Because don't nobody fuck with nobody white for that dumbass reason. Because they think your ass is dumb.
But see, what happens is, like these ones that get beat up and shot, when you, seriously, when you tell them, look, no, when you tell them, no, that's not right, you know, my law, my, you know, the law says this, when you get to telling them that, then they get to, oh, you know, he ran off and he hit me or he tried to get my gun and I had to shoot him. Because he does. He's done with you. Because, see, he's more powerful than you.
Yeah, with the gun.
And that's what he wants to say.
Yeah.
You get to telling him what he already knows. Oh, you smart nigga, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you
yeah,
smart
yeah.
Nigga.
See, that's why I'm like, shit, every cop that ever stopped me, it was for some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I let him know I knew.
And you
have
to.
And it wasn't like.
So the white person will let them know, get in their face, be spitting and everything, cussing them out, and let them know, nah, that's not right. They don't say nothing to them.
Just like somebody. You know, white people, that's why I love them.
They,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? If you walk around thinking you less than somebody, that's how the world gonna treat you, black ass. Okay? So from this point on, like my boy Stephen Colbert, he said, I don't see color. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You motherfucking right. And you better not see that I'm black and it make a difference in your motherfucking life. And I'm not talking about Stephen Colbert because I know he ain't a racist.
Right.
But I'm talking about everybody else in this world. You know, don't come at me with your preconceived Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly motherfucking Duck Dynasty fucking shit. And think I'm one of them niggas. See, and here in Sacramento, that's what they do, and they get really confused.
Cause everything,
and they get their feelings hurt.
Prime example, my friend, out there, the police stopped her son. You know, her son got a mess, you know, he a mess in the bag, then I found needles and everything. You know, you'd be going to jail already, but
they're
still working
shit.
With her.
Yeah, yeah,
and
working
so,
with, working
she
with
she come
you.
Out, and she all in the cops saying, I'm tired of this, this, that, this, that. You know, and so I'm going to help.
I'll be like, get that bitch.
Because the cops is looking at me like, I wish you want to talk like that. Would you please talk like that? And I said, I don't know. Not to say nothing, because I'm going to jail. She snapped all up. And then,
right.
Can you calm down?
Well,
can you calm down?
Okay,
ma'am?
Well,
can
the next time I'm going to come out here, it's going to not be good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get the fuck out of here, officer.
Yeah.
Don't fucking.
That's my son. That's my son and all that.
Yeah, and shit, I got in the cop's face and I touched that motherfucker. He was like, oh, stand down, ma'am. Stand down. Like, what? And the second part about it.
Wait a minute, it's not even another thing happened. They came to the house one time, and the dog was there, right? The dog getting ready to run out the door. I closed the door. I don't even know if he knew I was in the house, right? He got everybody, he don't know nobody's name, but he know this Negro's name. Carrie Kendall, where you over there? I said, wait a minute, this man know my whole name. They done ran me. Only person in the house.
Bad down. And the cop was shorter than me. I think that's why he was like, oh, this bitch finna get my gun. I'm I was like, I was just trying to show you what the motherfucker was doing to me. Ain't nobody trying to get your little ass. Stand down, ma'am. You don't put your hand on a police officer. I was like, oh, eat a dick. That's what you do. Okay? So, anyway. Cops, we love them.
Yeah, you know,
it's a love
hate. My
every time I fucking call them, it don't never turn out good. Whether I need, just like on the weekend with the three bums, they come, tell the bums to leave. Bums got shit back there, made a house. So yeah, they coming back. Then I came back three times. I called three times. Well, what do you want us to do? Well, we called you to see what you want. I want you to have. You know, Lord forbid it was one black person, let alone three playing music and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I called the owner of the property, and they took care of it. But that's some bullshit. Anyway, Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. We're talking about the motherfucking cops. We got to take a break, a big break, halftime, baby. We'll be back. This is your host with the most, Stacy Felicia Johnson, baby. We finna do this for the rest of the whatever. And helping black people, that's what we do. We have fun, though. You know, life is fun. When you black shit, you need to try to get some fun out of this experience. Shit, fuck it. Who? My mom, that's why I love my mom. My mom had her poker parties, okay? Shit, you knew on Saturday because the house got clean, sweeped downstairs. Everything got all nice. She started burning her chili. Burned everything. She started burning up her chili for her customers, which were her friends. I paid some house money out of every little hit, and they had fun. Kids had to stay upstairs.
Away.
You know, yeah, you know, having a good time back in the, shit, 60s and 70s.
Right.
You know, with the, you know, them hot-ass lights on the rotating Christmas tree. That luckily, it didn't set our house on fire type shit. I mean, we had it all for what, you know, I love my parents because, you know, a lot of parents these days, they ain't shit. I mean, you know, they don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You are in charge of a human.
Yeah.
A human that has to learn how to talk and walk and shit in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Not on themselves, not walking around eating while they dripping food everywhere, not just looking just dumb. You know, it's like
we
the moment
yeah.
when I knew I was pregnant with Jesse, I went and got books because I was a nerdy kid anyway. I was like, you know what, I'm about to have a baby. Let me try to learn as much as I can. I mean, even with the sleeping, how long should they cry, shit, all of that. And I tell you what, that shit worked. I remember to this day, they like give them 12-minute spurts of crying. If you know they fed, you know they dry,
yeah. Okay.
12 minutes. After 12 minutes, you go in there, check them again. They sweating and red and shit, but eventually. And I tell you what, I learned. And so I take all my beautiful experience as a mom and try to help other people, and then you get cussed out. So fuck it. So, Black People Business Wednesday, God bless the black people, because it ain't easy doing what we do. All right, so we're going to continue our discussion about policing and how it comes from basically trying to control black people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, for example, here's some examples. In New England, settlers appointed Indian constables, another word for police, to police the Native Americans. The St. Louis Police Department were founded that the St. Louis, okay, right? St. Louis, right? Ain't that Ferguson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little Missouri? St.
Yeah,
Louis and Ferguson.
St. Louis.
Okay, so they got issued way back in the 1800s.
Right.
St. Louis Police were founded to protect residents from Native Americans in that frontier city, and many Southern police departments began as slave patrols. You hear me? So don't tell me shit about how the police ain't biased. This in their history.
What do they say on the side of it?
Protect and serve.
Protect and serve.
No, my ass. Okay? In 1704, the colony of Carolina developed the nation's first slave patrol. Okay? So, you know, black people from Cali. Oh, I'm going to move to Texas. I'm moving to South Carolina. Really? Really? You from California?
Yeah.
You from born and raised, lived 20-some years in California. And you going to move to South Carolina? Tell that front-wearing-ass nigga that no, you not. Okay? Because you're going to hurry up and try to come back.
Yeah.
You California in the South, that's why my dad.
Totally different.
My dad was born and raised South Carolina. My mama, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
They came and had their kids in California for a reason. Mm-hmm. Not that California's, so non-racist.
It's not all that, no.
But it ain't South Carolina.
Yeah, California's underbelly.
Okay.
The belly. You know they
were Asian. And
Sac is
worse.
You kind of got a little sideways.
And Sac is worse.
But Sac
okay.
is worse because when
Sac
we
is
moved,
the South.
When I
the
moved
South
from,
of California. Fuck
yeah,
that.
When I moved from the area that I live in right now, that's where I was bussed.
But
I was throwing stuff at getting off on the bus. Going to a white
kid.
School.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the park right down the street there. Me and my cousin couldn't get in the water, and the white people get out because they said they were going to turn it butt round. We got dog shit, eggs thrown at the house.
Look at you. You rode the park fast.
But I'm Alvin Kendall's daughter.
Woo.
I was throwing shit back at him. I was pulling because I didn't. What are you talking
about?
Okay,
well, you wasn't Rosa Parks. was cussing him over. Now,
I was getting, because this is the thing. They couldn't stop my dad from moving in a white neighborhood because he had a veteran's loan. They could, wherever my dad wanted to move, he could move.
Right, right.
So you can't get rid of us, but we here.
But they say we could contain you and we can make your life a motherfucking hell.
And that's what the white people in the neighborhood tried to do.
And that's what they continue to try to do. But you know what? Just like last week that we deleted because everybody here was a little too ghetto and happy.
Oh, wow.
This shit here ain't for us. You know what I'm saying? So to live in America, I'm just happy that we ain't slaves. I'm just going to put it to you. I'm happy I'm not a slave.
That's all you can be happy.
Okay, I'm happy I'm not a slave. And by the grace of Jesus and God that I have a whole different idea about, I ain't got to work for nobody. Grace of God. And I knock on wood because that's like being a slave these days if you're black in America.
I posted that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, if you're white and got a job, it's like being a slave. So imagine how it feels if you're black, okay, and got a job. That's why I try to make anybody that deal with me on any kind of level, because, yeah, I make good money, but they let you know you was a nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
You knew.
And you was not.
You might have thought you was white for a little bit or you was getting up there, but all of a sudden...
Yeah, the only time only time I felt white is because when the lawyers sent peaches and shit, there was one with my name on it. Okay, thank you. They sent it to all their justice for Christmas. Got a bottle of wine or whatever. My name was on it. That was the only way I felt white. But any other time, you know, they let you know you are not, you know, you here, you one of the percentages that we got to have here.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, because you ain't got three other black people you can talk to at lunchtime.
Right.
So, anyway, this shit ain't here. You know, and my goal, as much as I can do in life, is what I produce. Because I'm in construction, so I can make $10 or I can make $10 million, which I love. And now I'm choosing to go towards the $10 million mark. Because you know what? I want to be able to get black people jobs. You know, I want black people to say, if I could just get to SF Johnson Consulting, I'll be free.
Wow.
Make that your slogan.
Yeah, right? Okay, all right. But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
That it's a place that welcomes you as an African-American, even if you a fucked up one, because Lord knows how many fucked up, dope fiend white people I worked with that was making way more than me, coming in work with flip-flops and dirty fucking feet and making more than me and got more problems with their kids and their husbands than you would ever have in life, okay? So I'm like, you motherfuckers got real. You just being black is my problem. You got a whole lot of a whole new set of shit that I don't even want to fuck with, okay? But everybody gave you something. Just like my niece, who's with a white man. You know, she think that's good because she coming up in some kind of way.
Oh, really?
Right? Right? No. Anyway.
She said she coming up?
Well, that's, you know, that's how they say. I know some black men that with the white guy.
Oh, she got this out.
You know, her mouth ain't like y'all.
No, but the one I know, we got this house. Nigga, we ain't got nothing.
Right.
You living in her house. It ain't your house. We. Come on now. Only we's I know
like
that was my brothers.
They're working hard. They're doing things. They got a business and everything. And you're like working hard. They're really into it. And then, you know, you meet the family and the wife is white. And you're like,
yeah.
So you're doing all this for that.
And that's not against God.
And I don't care who you love and everything.
But economically and realistically in the black experience, I don't know anybody that really turned out well for, first of all. I mean, I really personally.
Well, my cousin got an Asian lady.
That's
he
not white. Asians are minorities, just
that.
Like they've been shit on just like us.
Yeah.
They've been non-welcome. They've been bombed. They've been everything. And they hate white people more than we do.
Well,
but we like talking
about
them.
We don't talk about them.
They don't talk about
them. Yeah.
You know, but anyway, black people and police. That's a fucked up combination. And this world ain't for us in this America country that they brought us to. And really, I mean, when I walk out into the street, you know, just like, you know, one lady at Subway the other day, you know, I'm talking like this and tell her because I wanted a salad that day. I didn't want no bread. I'm like, because I remember when I lost a lot of weight, I did it on Subway salads. you know, making a salad. And so I was like, you know what, I want a salad. And I was telling her everything I wanted, da-da-da. And but when I was finished, she's like, you know what, I like your style, by the way. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I didn't know, I didn't really hear what she said, but I thought I heard what she said. I was like, did you say you like my style? She's like, yeah. She's like, everybody else is just so boring. You come in here and you're just like, oh, thank you. Now that made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? So be who you are as a black person because, yeah, they like your style. You know, it's all about how you feel about yourself because I like my style. You know, but if you walk around.
Everybody always trying to take our style.
And that should make you proud. When me and my kids used to go out, people would always stare at us. And my daughter would be like, hi, when she was younger. I was like, well, you know, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't. And use it if you can to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? They scared of you. They want to look like you.
Yeah.
You know, but they got power over us. And, you know, with this policing shit, I mean, it comes down to really economics. You know, because black people get beat on by the police. Because the police and the institution that runs the police, they know that there is no black organization that's really going to get on them and make them stop beating our ass. Imagine if all of a sudden they start beating, you know what I'm saying, or just really start killing Mexicans a lot. Majority, I mean, they may kill, you know, not equal amounts, but, you know, black people don't have any economic power. So we getting beat up, we getting fired, we getting thrown out of our apartments just because somebody want to fuck with us. Because we don't have nowhere economically to say, I need your help.
Right.
You're bigger than me.
Right.
You're bigger than them. You're as big as the people that are fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help me. You know, that's we don't have any of that.
And we're not going to stop. And, you know, they had that one thing about black people to stop spending. And we're not going to stop spending.
Stop why?
Yeah,
I mean, because that's all we got. I mean,
we're not going to stop spending. And we're gonna have a lot of us that are going to spend on stupid shit.
Well, everybody spend on stupid,
you know,
shit. We ain't the only ones. They just try to pull out shit on black people just because
right.
That's what they do. But
right. So
everybody spend
like,
on stupid
all
shit.
That's gonna, but what I'm saying is they had black people trying to have us to stop spending. And, you know, it's always with a black person trying to have us. Farrakhan, he wanted to do the what? Don't spend no money. What is it?
I see what you're saying. Don't spend your money on these
things.
Okay, I feel you on that. But my thing with that from jump, well, where the fuck we supposed to go
no,
buy
right.
stuff?
That's the thing. Like, if you
show
if
me
don't
some
go,
black-owned businesses, I could go buy my this and that
exactly.
and something else. I would have been there before you told me not to buy
exactly.
from the white man. So,
no,
and again, Farrakhan. Okay, are they still selling bean pies? I don't know. But by now,
you know,
I mean,
like, oh, no, just buy black.
They should be doing something. Economically, you know,
right.
Martin Luther King died because his next step was economics for us.
Right.
We nothing means nothing if you don't have no money.
Right.
Nothing means nothing. Going to church,
matter.
Going to church every Sunday,
nothing.
Wearing your pretty hat and shit and getting drunk. That
don't
mean shit. If you don't have no money.
They don't, because you can do the God thing at home.
You said, and if that place you go into, and now I'm preaching instead of talking about the cops, if that place you go into ain't bringing you higher, why the fuck are you going? You just need something to do to feel good?
Yeah.
Call us. Come to SAC.
I just need something to do to feel good, so I go to church on Sunday.
But I'm saying it's time to stop thinking of like that, black people, because you're wasting your life and your children's life.
People that sit in the pews and do nothing.
That's bullshit. And the church that called himself a church is even more full of shit.
And then they give you the other
you
one,
know?
Well, we just going to wait for God to come because, you know, he's coming soon. Okay, so you ain't going to do nothing until he gets. I don't understand that one. You ain't going to do nothing.
All that he coming soon is bullshit. So
he's been coming since I've been high school.
He's going to be coming until you go. Okay, and then after that, he still ain't going to come. Okay? So ain't no he coming. That's why the cops beat our asses. That's why we get our ass beat. Because we're sitting there thinking about stupid shit, coming out with dumb shit, following stupid people,
yeah.
and worrying about the wrong, dumb, stupid
mm-hmm.
shit. And it's time to stop doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be scared of nobody on anything, okay? We just need to get up and do what the fuck we need to do that you need to do for yourself. Quit waiting for people and quit just complaining about everything. So that's why I'm at the point where Now, just like you would say, well, maybe we need to start our summer program next year. No. Why? If one person comes, and it's going to be more than one. Because you got to imagine, I imagine as a young mother with my three kids, if I would have somewhere black to take them, I would take them. I would have taken them. And it would have served them well, and me, and my whole family. So everything has a, don't ever damn the day of small beginnings. Everything is small to begin with. Nobody ever started anything big on the first day. So if one person comes, I'm going to treat that one person like a king or queen. And pretty soon they're going to know this is a place to be for black people. That's the only thing I'm trying
only
to
Maya
do.
Why be here?
Shut up. You might not be here. We might have to have a change. No. No, but I'm just saying, you know, because black people ain't used to anybody having anything for them.
Or they don't know where
they don't know
where it is to get it. Because a lot of times, even with me, with Imani, I was out there. I was at every meeting. I was at every school meeting. Remember? I was at everything. I knew everything
well,
before
that's
anybody.
You.
That's me. I was out there. I was getting all the information. Oh, it's something over here I can get. Oh, okay, I can get this over here. I was on it.
I was on it every day. You need to teach other women to be
on it.
That's the whole shit right now. All right? I was on it.
But you have to know certain people. And a lot of times school districts will not tell you anything. You got to
all the time.
A parent is where you go get your information.
I don't have no faith in the public school system whatsoever.
And a lot of parents are you know, that you send them to school. And a lot of times, and I'm just telling you as a parent, you send them to school because you want a break.
Well, hell yeah.
A lot of kids, but you can't send your
kids. It's a legal break.
But you can't send your kids to school on a break because they're going to be messed up.
Well,
they're not getting taught. You got to go to the school. You got to show up. You got to show up without them knowing. You got to do all that.
Well, that's what you're going to be talking
even
about this summer with the moms
that we try to reach out to. Yeah, you any kid. I'm telling you.
Come in live
to
a school near you.
Parents don't even show up.
They cuss you out about bring your ass out to the school. Parents?
No, but some parents don't even come to meetings. You know how many black people that you see at the meetings at the school?
Hey, I know because I never went. So I know.
You know?
Okay?
That's true.
Right.
And then they're mad because something happened to
them. And I never got mad because, you know, with. Like me, when I raised my kids, it was three of them, one of me. So I was outnumbered to start with. So my thing was, I need you to do what the fuck I tell you to do. And you sway away from what I tell you to do. I'm going to beat your ass. Black and white. Yeah, they care. You got to teach them to care when they're young. When you teach them before they know who the fuck they are.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they
care. So when we get them, where they at?
Ooh,
But
another thing about a kid now, I'm not talking about 16 and
right.
shit, I'm talking about 8, 19, 11, 12,
mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8. They want to have fun and they like routine.
Right.
Now, we put them on a routine when they walk through the door, they will walk to the first step, third, fourth, fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Stacy, is it time for?
Mm-hmm.
Kids like routine because all the little shit, you showing you give a fuck about.
Right.
They may not get that at home. And I got little kids in my life from all stretches, and I see how they're being treated. You know, but I mind my own business. And all I can do is have a place for them to come and to educate them on life skills training,
mm-hmm.
something for the kids, because as we see, the police department was invented to fuck with them.
Yeah, ready for them.
Ready for them in junior high.
They know
that.
They go through the school.
Ex-cops in every junior high I know of.
Okay, that one's going to go, and that
right?
one, okay. And then they counting you. They count me up. You.
Yep, and I let them all know I discipline my own motherfucking kids, okay? I don't need your help.
Mm-mm.
Okay, because I'll discipline your ass, okay?
That's how it was back in the days when I grew up.
Yeah.
Most of my teachers was black anyway, so they already had permission by our parents to
get that ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I went to private school.
Now you can't do that.
Right.
No, but another thing is, you got, like, my parents, yeah, Yeah, they tried that letter coming home, and my mother said, I'll come down there and beat her ass. You call me any time of the day,
hell yeah,
and I'll come because you're not going
to
be my
child. And
I went
to private school, so my teachers knew. And I was the last of 11 niggas that came through that school. I said, I knew your brother there. I knew your sister. I was like, yeah, I know. You know all of them. And I know I can't say shit because you're going to call my mama while I'm right here, and I'm having my ass beat by 3:30 today. So, okay. But that was a parent that showed she gave a fuck and knew she was somebody's mama.
Right.
Okay. We got to help these young parents know you're somebody's fucking mother. Okay. You're somebody's daddy. All right. That means you have a responsibility to teach this person how to navigate through life. And it starts soon as it pops out your coons and twain and shit. So, you know, I can't account for fathers, although I had a father that was with me till he died.
Yeah, me too.
But then I had a husband that wasn't around for his kids. And I have children who made kids who that other parent ain't there when they want to be. So it's like, you know, it's hard. You know, you got to make the right choice for your kids, and if you don't, nobody will. And again, these police, we've been talking about just waiting for them to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing because you stupid as a parent, so all you can do is make a dumb child.
Right.
So, anyway. Say, policing was not the only social institution enmeshed in slavery. Slavery was fully institutionalized in the American economic and legal order, with laws being enacted at both state and national divisions of government. Virginia, for example, enacted more than 130 slave statutes between 1689 and 1865. Slavery and the abuse of color, the abuse of people of color, however, was not merely a Southern affair, as many have thought to believe. Connecticut, New York, and other colonies enacted laws to criminalize and control slaves. Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Laws, allowing the detention and return of escaped slaves in 1793 and 1850. Okay, Fugitive Slave Law, that's your boy 12 years a slave. That's what that's about. Okay, well, we got that. Fugitive Slave Law. Yeah, the passage of the Fugitive Slave Act resulted in many free blacks being illegally captured and sold into slavery. One famous case concerns Solomon Northrup, a freeborn black musician who was kidnapped in Washington, D.C. in 1841. Northrup would spend 12 years a slave in Louisiana before winning back his freedom in 1853. So they do the same shit today, right? Put your ass in jail.
Yeah,
same shit. You know, and if
they'll put some on you for the rest of your life.
If Larry Levine don't come in there and get your DNA, your ass will be sitting in there for more than 12
forever.
Years. A slave. So, you know, now, we know they out to get you. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
See, knowledge is power. So if you know the cops, like me, you know, like me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got two cars. But if I'm a driver with no tags, for a white person, that might work for about a year.
Right.
Okay? But for your black ass.
Windshields and all that.
No, a couple, 2 months. Because my tag was April. Jesse got stopped last month. That's what you got stopped for that. And then he started going into the lights and shit.
Yeah, and all that.
He started with the tag, but went into the lights.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I apologize because I knew better. I mean, I don't really drive my cars that much. And the truck got tagged. She's been driving the Caddy. Well, you've been driving the Caddy. You need to remind me, right? No. When you drive your mama shit, you
hey,
Sarah, nigga.
Yeah.
It's my mama.
That's right. That's right. What he said. Hey, this is my mama car.
My mama
I was
car.
On the phone. And then he started with that old vanity light. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
No,
but see, you
no,
have to know
no.
your laws.
Yeah.
And see what these kids, these 20, these 20-year-old, 20, 25, they're learning their law.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's getting the police mad.
Yeah.
These kids
know
the like
law.
A thug.
Yeah, but know
they
the
law.
Law.
Right. They know they law.
That's what Huey P. Newton, but then he started smoking crack. That was it. You know, if you can stay straight in the shit you're trying to do, to help people smoke a little weed, that's all we need. How much more you need that in a little legal drink
that's
you
it.
Did? Get some in the seat, smoke a joint, and go to bed.
Well, we're on Crown right now.
Well, yeah. Crown, where is it? No, we ain't.
Rose over there tucked away.
I got a...
She personalized it.
I take care of my people, but I take care of myself. I don't share with these Negroes. I might give them a job or something, but I don't really like Negroes.
I don't really mess with
Negroes.
We ain't got no soda.
I ain't going to eat with them. A punk. All right, Black People
Here
Business.
Here we go. See, this is how Black people talk to other Black people.
Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. People,
yeah,
you know we
me.
Love you and everything
yeah.
is good. And please, if you are in the Sacramento area, we got a couple of demands. We would like you to involve your family and yourself in our Communities of Hope program. Well, I know, you know, I got little words of kryptonite on the flyer, math, science, and reading. But it's okay. All in that is going to be fun. Right, Terry?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And I like feeding people, so if nothing else, you're going to eat lunch.
Yeah.
So have some fresh fruits and vegetables.
And I'm starting to get the flyers out. I done emailed all the schools. I did all that, sent flyers, and did what I got to
right.
do. Right. Some places I got to mail things in. They told me I have to mail it in. So
mail it in. We got
it in
the little mail machine.
Yeah, so
right.
I'm good.
We good.
I've been doing my work.
We good. Terry's doing her work. I'm doing my work, making the money so we can pay for everything. God is good because you know what? A man don't give me what I need. That got me fired. I say that every day. I told Larry, you don't give me my money, Larry. Okay? God gives me my money. Okay? And I stuck to my guns. I stick to my guns. And God loves all of us. Black people need help. So I want to be the place, Black people, if you know Black people. Say, hey, if you're in sex, they should give you a job. You know, got a volunteer. I'm looking for volunteers for all of the programs that we are facilitating for the nonprofit. Please come through, volunteer. We give out gifts to our volunteers in the form of gifts, okay, of all kind, whatever you need. Tell me what you need. We'll give you a gift. We love you. We're going to take a break because we don't know where Antoine went. Where's Antoine? Anyway, we'll be back. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't know I used to be a rapper, right? You didn't know that, right? Little young Stacy. Little baby Stace. You don't know?
Little baby Stace.
Nigga, I used to get down. When my kids were little, I told them, yeah, I used to play for the Lakers. Like, halfway believing me. Talking about, mom. I'm like, oh, my kids are so sweet. They love me so much. They halfway believe it. I used to play for the Lakers. And then my son started questioning me. Okay, well, who did you play with on this year? Because he knew a lot. I'm like, oh, to be a kid, that's beautiful. You believe your 5'2 mama. I didn't say the WNBA, okay? I said I played with Magic. You love kids. That's why you don't want the cops to beat the shit out of them when they're in their 20s, okay? Okay, so what do we do, people? We're going to do some preventative measures. And pulled up. Now you say, oh, that's why people get shy because they don't do this, they don't do that.
No, you're telling them what you're being educated. You're telling them what their job is. They don't like that.
Okay, so fuck what their job is. You know what, black people, the best thing you can do to not get stopped by the cops is don't do, you know, have your tags. I mean, it sounds, I mean, you're not white. You know, that would be the, that's, I think I can, that's what I can help, if I could educate black people in any way on how to deal with the cops, you're not white. But see, I'm the first one to cuss them out. You see what I'm saying? So I got that problem too. I know I'm not a nigga.
And don't look suspect.
And don't act and look
you
and
all
drive.
Like this. The car filled with smoke. You know why you got stopped.
Okay, and weed. Here we go. I'm glad you said that. And weed. I know weed is legal.
Come on now.
But
it's not,
you know,
legal where you can just do it.
It ain't it ain't federally legal like a beer.
No.
Like, you know, you can't even drive around with a beer unless you're in Vegas and you're a passenger.
Ooh, I love that.
I know, me too. I love that. But you know, so have some discretion. That's what it's called.
Discretion.
You know, blunts and shit. And it's, I mean, because sometimes I take pleasure drive.
Right.
But be a grown-up about the shit.
Be a grown-up about it.
You know they out to fuck with you. It's
right.
Back from 1865.
If you've drunk too much and you know you drunk too much, let somebody else drive.
I know. I had them here. But here, though?
Yeah, right there.
Where are my keys, everybody? Anyway, so, you know, have some discretion.
We on this show.
Have some discretion about how you react and what you do in life, because you know you're a target. So that's all I can say, you know. And I used to say this a long time ago, black people need God, okay? Black people, you need to know that there is a God out there, and he is for you, okay? Black people, you need to know that all people came from black people. I mean, every being on this earth came from you.
Yep.
So you got to walk around with the mindset that somebody ignorant want to be a racist. You basically they mama. I mean, you know, your race is they mama. So I don't, it's hard being black. But just know the cops is out to whip your ass.
Right.
You know, especially black
don't
men.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad when they stop you.
Like I do.
You didn't pass the drunk test. Don't be upset.
And you didn't pass what?
Because the sobriety test. Don't be upset that you was drunk. Find somebody.
You know
what?
That's part of what we're saying. Don't do that. Don't. They got Uber, okay? And they have places that will drive your drunk ass home for free. So that's really even more dumb. But yeah, that's.
Yeah, because we starting a site. Fast drunk.
Are we? Right there. Look. Are we? Who? What? You going to?
Yeah,
you going?
That's part of one of our.
You going to pick people up?
We going to hide.
And whose car?
Their car.
Oh, they got a car. We drop them off.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
But, you know, be responsible.
Okay.
Stop telling people, stop telling that one person in your family that he cool and he can drive drunk because he always do it.
And watch out for your people, yeah.
Yeah.
My homeboy Kenny, he must have 6-7 DUIs. And, you know, I stopped feeling sorry for him at some point.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Getting them.
You already know. I mean, six of them? You already ain't got no license, and you drunk driving your mama's car. You got mental problems. That's mental problems. That's another thing. Part of our communities of hope, we're getting volunteers from the professional psychology to help people get some counseling. So there's some crazy people walking around, and there's some nervous people.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
more than crazy. Because what's crazy?
Yeah.
You know, that's disrespectful to call people crazy. Because if somebody's clinically crazy, they need some meds and they need some help.
Amen.
Okay? So,
and we need to stop saying that's just how they are.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because being crazy is not just how somebody is. Right.
And
so,
we don't do that. We don't get help like that. We don't.
Yeah.
No.
We should, though. And I'm going to get whatever
help. If
your kid
ain't talking and walking by a certain age, call somebody.
But then again, when you have a baby, you have to talk to that baby.
All the time.
You have to talk and read, even when they spitting and throwing up
yeah.
at that age.
Yeah.
Zero. That's how they learn to talk. It ain't just like a magical thing that happens.
Yeah.
If you don't talk to your baby, he's going to be a dumb baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dumb baby. And if you can't talk to your baby all day, because I was in school, I had to go to work, I put my baby in the room with Sesame Street all day. Somebody is talking to my baby all day. Okay? Sesame Street, not some bullshit on TV. So, because all that gets into your baby's head.
Yeah.
All right, so getting stopped by the cops, try not to cuss them out. And just know, they assholes. They just know they assholes.
Well, yeah, they are.
And if you already got, you know, issues, then you need to keep your ass out of their presence and fix your issue.
Yeah.
There's a whole, I mean, being responsible in life is an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people trying to get the things that in life that people that took the time that those things that in a responsible way, I see people trying to get those same things and just getting them like, it's so easy. You know, you can't have the same things as a responsible person in life if you haven't been a responsible person
right.
through life. Okay, and what I need to teach myself is you can't hang around with people and share your goodness from your discipline with everybody because they don't give a fuck about that. Because unless they got discipline in their life, they have accomplished something through discipline, then you don't need to fuck with those kind of people because they just like hanging around until you cuss them out because they just hanging around.
Because they hanging around getting
not giving.
God is blessing you, and they trying to get blessings falling on them. It doesn't work.
It don't work that way.
It does not work. Because then what happens is your blessings will stop because you around people that God does
God
not
say,
want to bless.
You ain't smart enough to stay away from me. That's how I talk to myself, and I can be like, yes, God, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't smart enough
to stay away from him, so I'm gonna flash
I'm
going to
fuck your shit. Your game is going to be a little rank for a minute. And then watch. Soon as that nicks out your
that's
shit,
it.
Twelve hours, you back up. Figure it out. That's why I do it like that. So your dumb ass will figure it out, Stacy.
I know.
I fuck with myself first. You know what I'm saying?
That's where it starts.
Right. I don't
you
try to say,
foundation.
You need to da 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 da, and I'm all fucked up.
No.
You
know what I'm saying?
His rock.
Right. Right? I know all I get comes from God. So, moving forward, is like I can't fuck with nobody that ain't grateful because I know I only get what I get because I'm grateful. You know what I mean? I can't fuck with you if you come across to me as an ungrateful kind of person. But where I know you, and it ain't even got to be me. God will make something happen to where your dick got smooth cut off. It's a beautiful thing. When the dick get cut off, that shit get cut off. Right, Derek?
Sleeping.
Yep. Sleeping. But black people, leave the fucking cops alone. All right, what we want to talk about that's good. Fuck the police. Yeah, that's good. So we want people to come to Communities of Hope program. Bring your kids, first grade, second grade, long as they ain't shitting on themselves.
Oh.
Right? They came, or if they are, you got to come with them.
Yeah.
We ain't changing no diapers.
Be a part of your kid, like your child's anything live.
Yeah, we will have volunteers to help with the programs. So,
and I would love to see some fathers come. Because there's a lot of boys that don't have fathers.
And we're trying to
so
get that.
So we need to get these boys.
My generation.
Yeah.
They are really fathers to their kids.
Yep. And I appreciate the way Derek is with Imani. I think that's sweet. You know, it's rare I get to see an interaction between a dad and his daughter. You know? And I really appreciate it. You can tell that y'all have a relationship. You know? And it's sweet. No, I think it is, and she needs it. Every little girl needs their dad. Not some perv like some people I know, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I knew this dude was a perv. I'm like, don't no dad talk to their daughter like that.
Right.
Unless he got some issue or he trying to train her to do something she ain't
because
supposed to be doing.
That still goes back to,
you know?
Don't no dad should, neither, never.
Never,
should.
Yeah, right.
If he got those type of issues, he had the wrong
He got thing. Some issues, period. I mean,
man,
you know, I know.
See God.
I'm like, yeah, something, you know? So that's why I'm like, I know a pedophile when I see one. You know, especially with a little bitty kid. It's crazy, but stay away from the police, people. We don't like the police. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Love you.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Nobody got fired, right?
I ain't got paid.
I ain't walked out.
She ain't walked out. Ain't nobody got fired.
I
ain't cuss nobody out. God, hallelujah. But you know what? I don't just go randomly cussing out people. All right, so what we got going on positive before we get the hell up out of here? Black People Business. That's it, nothing. They all fool. They all fool.
Y'all did a good job. Y'all was truly the host and co right there.
Yeah, you didn't do much.
Y'all was ignoring me.
Oh, okay.
We're
not.
Man,
whatever.
I said five times. Y'all just kept going.
Please stop.
I don't want to stop it because it was looking so beautiful.
All
right. I should have had that live. Much else would have been.
Yeah, well, we're going to work on camera angle next time. All right, so learn about black people. Everything ain't slavery, but that's where it all started. And, you know, pretty much want to keep you a slave. So you got to break out in your mind. You break out in your mind, you ain't no telling where you end up, black people. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. We are headed out. Have a good weekend. See you Sunday at noon for the diary where we're going to talk some new thought stuff. So you know what? Because black people need extra help from God. And you got to be true. You got to just leave all the bullshit behind. So that's what Sunday is all about, leaving the bullshit behind being with God the way you're supposed to, getting power the way you're supposed to get it. It ain't with dealing a lot of bullshit, listening to a lot of people. And you
don't let him.
God, what?
You talk.
I don't know what that is. People over here in their alcohol consumption.
Really?
Anyway, I love black people. I love these two black people. Hopefully you enjoy what we're talking about. Next time, call us, join us. It's all good. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what
you
think.
Know your thoughts so we can incorporate it, and then we put the two together, and then we come up to something that's maybe even much greater than what we discussed.
Right, and you know what? We need everybody black to come together. I know that's like saying, oh, yeah, right, because that's so negative and shit. You know, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen one way or another because you know what? Everybody want to be loved. Everybody want to belong. Everybody want to feel like they're a part of some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, everybody here is a part of what we're doing. So have a good weekend. See you Sunday. And, yeah, we're going to be making some money. That's what we're talking about. We got to take black people to an economic level. I mean, we cute and everything. We fine. We know fashion. We can sing, dance. But we got to make money.
Even got a rapper.
Right.
We don't flow one for one.
Yeah, you know. Whatever. All right, we love you. Peace.
Bye.
See you Sunday. Oh, maybe not. Here we go.
It was a one something.
It don't want to play. There we go.
That was the cut. She could rap to that.
It ain't. It's not messing with me. Wait. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, okay. Here we go. Bye.